Welcome to Evolutions Per Minute. I'm your host, Dan Seif, and this is the podcast that explores the connection between hip-hop and jazz. These two art forms, created by Black American artists, share a lot of the same DNA, but the stories of how they're connected haven't really been told. So many hip-hop songs sample jazz records, and in most cases, the jazz and hip-hop artists have never even met. Each episode of Evolutions Per Minute, I will bring together these jazz and hip-hop artists for the very first time to talk about these two styles and learn about how these genres are related. This is Evolutions Per Minute. On this episode of Evolutions Per Minute, Rashad Smith, who produced A Tribe Called Quest's Jam, speaks for the very first time to bassist Henry Franklin, who he sampled for that track.
I am a huge fan. What you do, you know.
Well, great, so, man.
All your compositions, everything you've ever worked on. I'm. Hey, man. I know I'm fanning out a little bit, but hey, I've got a chance to let you know.
Well, that made my day, so I'm cool.
When it comes to bringing together hip hop and jazz, one of the all time reigning champions, if not the champions, are A Tribe Called Quest. Q-Tip, Fife, and Ali Shaheed Muhammad used classic jazz records in a hip-hop context and actually talked about the connection between hip-hop and jazz in the lyrics. They had songs like We Got the Jazz, and they sampled legendary jazz artists like Art Blakey, Milt Jackson, Lonnie Liston-Smith, and they even had bassist Ron Carter play on a song and gave him a shout-out on the song. That's the way a lot of hip-hop fans know Ron's name. By Tribe's fourth album, Beats, Rhymes, and Life, they were using outside producers, including a producer from Queens named Rashad Smith, who produced one song on the album called The Hop. Since then, he's produced for Busta Rhymes, LL Cool J, Biggie, Seal, Erykah Badu, and many others. For The Hop, Smith sampled a record called Soft Spirit by jazz bassist Henry Franklin. Here is The Hop.
Yo, inside the ghetto or in a sunny meadow, I'ma make you move, whether woman or fellow. Yo, I got the medals in the war field.
And here is Soft Spirit. Henry Franklin is a bassist from Los Angeles who recorded with a long list of jazz and R&B artists like Freddie Hubbard, Stevie Wonder, Al Jarreau, Count Basie, and a whole lot of others. Soft Spirit is from his album The Skipper at Home, which is on the Oakland-based Black Jazz label. This label became legendary in hip-hop for its aesthetic, including the look of the album covers, and was sampled by a ton of hip-hop artists. I brought together Henry Franklin for the first time with producer Rashad Smith to talk about the creation of these two songs, Soft Spirit and The Hop, by A Tribe Called Quest. Mr. Franklin, what do you remember about recording Soft Spirit?
Well, that was about 50 years ago, man. I have to really go back and remember that. It was just another session for us. We were all excited about it. Al Hall wrote the music. He was our trombone player, and he wrote that tune, and I think we did have a rehearsal before, I think, yeah. And so we ran it down, and we were very happy with the music and happy with the tune, so we were just happy to be there and play the music, like we always do, you know. And we had a good time being together with each other and playing. Other than that, nothing out of the ordinary for us, you know.
And on the Black Jazz label, those album covers are really an important part of the character. Were you involved in that album cover?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yes, I was. I had an idea to invite all my friends over to my house, and my friend Bruce Wilson, great photographer, who did the photo shoot.
Okay, so Rashad, if you could share with us the background of how you found Soft Spirit and how you created The Hop for A Tribe Called Quest.
Well, I'll start off by talking about this. So, you know, my father and my mom was a huge jazz collector, and we always had different genres of music in the house, but jazz seemed to be the one genre that really stuck to me out of the record collection that was in the house. And we would go to different plays around the area. We'd go see Weldon Irvine and you know, at theaters and stuff like that. And, you know, sometime, you know, meeting him, he would give me records and, you know, and I would go to different record stores. But I remember a lot of the stuff that was on the Black Jazz label. That was, you know, like all the albums, like just all the different musicians that had albums on that. And something about Mr. Franklin's albums always stuck out to me. Like I'm a kid and I'm like looking at these covers, right? I'm like, you know, I always thought that the photography and the black and white photography on the albums was amazing. It being that I wanted to also be some kind of photographer as well as being a producer or some kind of something in music. But, you know, I think my mom and dad had the whole collection. So we had, you know, the Skipper, and then we had the Skipper at home. And so I would always put these records on, right? And when I got to the Skipper at Home album, I don't know for what reason that one actually stuck out to me more than the Skipper album, right? Like, I love the Skipper album, but the Skipper at Home was the one. And then, you know, you had Blue Lights on there, which I loved, and What Was, The Magic Boy, Venus Flytrap, and all these songs, right? But something about Soft Spirit, that intro part, always did something for me. Like, it would just put a smile on my face. It would always just put a smile on my face. And I would just, you know, whether if I was like, you know, a little frantic, a little stressed out, or whatever was going on with me, it would just put me in a good mood. So years later, sampling heavy starts to come in, you know, all these new young emerging producers, you know, the whole community that's emerging and, you know, and this whole thing. And it's like, you know, this guy is using this drum machine of the ASR-10 or the, you know, the SP-1200 and the MPC. So, you know, out of just trying to find samples, that song, I said, you know what? This song has a different kind of time signature on it, right? In the beginning of it. And I was always saying, well, you know, it's not even so much that I wanted to get that on a grid or get that on a beat or get that on beat on a metronome, but I want to figure out how I can still keep and capture that same feeling by sampling it. And I just, you know, I took my time and I sampled all the parts that I wanted and I kind of made it into my own time signature. Like I kind of rearranged the whole time signature on that beginning. So if you listen to Soft Spirit the way it starts, and then you listen to the hop, it's a completely different time signature, right?
And then how did it come to, how did you end up presenting that to A Tribe Called Quest? How did it end up on Beats, Rhymes, and Life?
Yeah, so, you know, I worked on the track, and it took me a little while because I was really trying to figure it out before I would even let the world hear it or try to get it over to Tip or Tribe. And so I had a great relationship always since the beginning of Tribe's career. I was like, hey, man, I had a bunch of tracks that I worked on and I had that one on me, the Soft, and I called it Soft Spirit, right? And I let Tip hear it and immediately he just made this face like, wow. And I guess he kind of felt that same sentiment that I had by hearing it, just that Mr. Franklin's composition, you know what I'm saying? It does something for you. It's a great euphoric feeling that you get from this thing. And he heard it and just immediately said, I got to have this. And, you know, he took a little while to figure out and work out between him and Fife, you know, rest in peace, on how he was going to approach the track. And it ended up being the hop.
Wow. So, Mr. Franklin, what are your thoughts on this song taking on a different life in a whole different time period?
Well, I'm honored to know that somebody appreciated the music that much that they wanted to do what they did with it. You know? So I appreciate it.
And Rashad, what's your feeling about having created this timeless piece of music?
Well, I never looked at it like it was going to be timeless. I knew Mr. Franklin's music is timeless to me and pretty sure to everybody else. Huh. So I didn't look at it like, oh, this is going to be a hit or anything like that. You know, my only thing I was thinking about was Mr. Franklin liking what I was doing. Like, because I know with sampling and taking somebody's music and using it, you know, it could, some people may look at it differently, you know what I mean? But, you know, this is a new, at this time, it was like a new emerging culture of like, we're discovering musicians and people that actually play, you know, and I respect it, you know, as a musician. you know, this is what he does, and this, he does this without even thinking about it. Like, as a phenomenal musician, that he made this piece of music, and for somebody to just come and sample it. But then, you know, if either you're doing a good job with it or not, but, you know, it's just, I was just always in my mind, like, oh, I hope this guy likes it. You know, this gentleman likes what I did. So, but to hear him in his own words and hear his voice talk, yeah, it's an honor, you know.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mr. Franklin, what are your thoughts on sampling?
Well, I've never really thought about it too much. You know, I'm just on the other end, so that's where my thoughts lie most of the time. So I guess if somebody wants to sample it, that's fine with me. You know, I've done what I'm going to do for it, you know, so I guess, yeah, that's fine if somebody wants to do that.
I was going to chime in. You know, my only thing is, you know, it's one thing to sample somebody's music and, yeah, you make money off of it. And, you know, the person might make a big hit off of it. And, you know, you get all these checks. But I do understand when a person says, well, you know what? I don't approve of you using my music in yours, because what you represent and what you're speaking about, like, you know, if you're talking about like gun violence and advocating hurting women and selling drugs and stuff like that, like, I, you know, I don't support that at all, you know, and I can truly understand if someone's like, nah, I don't want to be a part of that. But the thing about Tribe is that they were always moving in the spirit of just love, you know, and that's why they came out. Their next album right after this was like the Love Movement, you know what I mean? So I'm about that positivity and you know, and just speaking good things in existence and not really trying to support things that are going to be trying to, you know, hurt us as a people, you know, and I stand for that. So
yeah, I go along with that. If the message is good, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So before we wrap up, did you two have questions for one another?
Oh, man. You know what, Mr. Franklin, are you still currently working on new music?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just got the NAACP Image Award for 2023 for a record I did with Jazz Is Dead. You know about them?
Oh, Adrian Young, right?
Yeah, and Ali.
Now, Ali, yeah, Ali's a really good friend of mine, and he's that's Tribe, and he's Tribe Called Quest.
right. So,
yeah,
me and Ali have talked about this sampling before, too.
Uh huh.
So, yeah, I'm always working on some stuff. I got a new one coming out in January.
Man, I would love to work with you, man. I got to say it. I know this is for an interview, but I got to say it live on here, man. I got to work with you at some capacity, man.
Well, man, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Where are you located?
I'm based in New York City. I'm based in New York City, but I'm always out in California. So I'm always out there. I got a lot of family out there. So I go out there and work, and I go check Ali all the time at his studio and, you know, a couple other cats.
Okay.
But, yeah, next time I come out, man, I'll definitely come out and, you know, look you up.
I'll be sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother.
All right, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you listened. I appreciate you listening to our music.
Oh, my God. I will never stop, man. I will never stop. And, you know, what's so crazy, you know, now with the Soft Spirit song, it's like, they say Henry Franklin, and then they'll say Rashad Smith, you know, for sampling that. And it's crazy how somebody could take a piece of your music and then just bring more light to that song, the album, and the rest of your catalog. It's really cool, you know, especially if it's used in the right context, right? Sure. So, yeah.
Well, I was just positive, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm always about that.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you like our music, Rashad. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man. Man, love the music. It ain't like, I love the music. Everything, all the albums and stuff that you worked on, also, because I follow all of that, I am a huge fan. I am a huge fan. What you do, you know?
Well, great.
So, all your compositions, everything you've ever worked on, I'm. Hey, man, I know I'm fanning out a little bit, but hey, I'm at least I got a chance to let you know.
Well, that made my day, so I'm cool.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Man, God bless you, man.
Same to you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Yes, sir.
And that is the story of how Henry Franklin's Soft Spirit became A Tribe Called Quest's The Hop. To keep up with the guests from this episode, you can check out Henry Franklin on his website at henryfranklin.com. You can also follow him on Instagram at HenryFranklin_theskipper. And you can follow Rashad Smith on Instagram at Rashad_Ringo_Smith. You've been listening to Evolutions Per Minute. I'm your host, Dan Seif. Tune in for more episodes of this podcast, and don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Evolutions Per Minute is produced by Stephen Ray, Christian Brune, DJ Khalil, and Autovita Studios, and edited by Sean Hettinger. If you like this podcast, you can hear me every week on my radio show, Excursions Radio, on KJAZZ 88.1 FM in Los Angeles, where I play hip-hop and jazz. You can also stream the show anywhere in the world at kkjz.org. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Evolutions Per Minute, and you can follow me on Instagram at Chief Seif.
Produced by Autovita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.